The number 9 Cam Cougars finished the break in the best way possible with a 59-53 win over number 15 Exira EHK. This was the first win for the Cougars over the Spartans since December 11, 2018, where Cam won that game 64-53. Head coach Joe Wollum hopes that his girls' success heading towards a break helps them this week as they have back-to-back games this Thursday and Friday.
Well, you know, it's kind of been a lopsided rivalry. So, you know, for us to come out of there and get a win definitely gave us a little bit of momentum headed into break. And hopefully we can use that as we get started here, you know, with back-to-back games Thursday, Friday when we get back.
One player that stands out for Cam is Eva Stephenson. She is one of the top players in the region, averaging 22.3 points and 9.4 rebounds per game this season. Stephenson would be the first to say that through her success, she cannot do it without her teammates.
Well, you know, she's just a competitor. She loves to compete, loves the game of basketball, and you know, that keeps her going. And the other thing she does very well, too, is she gets her teammates involved. She shares the basketball. You know, so we had some other girls step up big in that Exiron game. You know, Emma Fullman hits a shot clock buzzer-beating three at a crucial time. So, you know, there are some other girls that have really been stepping up and doing their job. Kira Nichols was great. Meredith Rich with her defense has been phenomenal. So, you know, Eva gets a lot of the headlines and scores a lot of the points, but there's a lot of other girls doing a very good job as well.
While highlighting some of the other top talent on this team, Carly Dennis has had a big impact both offensively and defensively, with around 5 points scored a game on average. Coach Wollum has also been impressed with Kira Nichols, who is second on the team in scoring with 10.4 points per game and in rebounding with 4.6 rebounds per game. Last but not least is Emma Fullman, who is not lighting up the stat sheet every night, but is selfless with the basketball and aggressive on defense.
A lot of those seniors, you know, Carly Dennis, you know, first year senior, you know, she started, you know, started 4 or 5 games in the season. She took over a starting spot and, you know, she can do very, very good job. She can, when she's on, she's a great shooter for us, plays good defense. You know, like I talk about Meredith Ridge, she's, you know, we always give her the assignment to guard the other team's best player. Doesn't matter if she's shorter, because she's going to be shorter than a lot of the taller girls, but she doesn't matter. She's very feisty and will get after it. Kira Nichols, a girl that can score, light up the scoreboard for us on nights. And always solid on defense as well if we can keep her out of foul trouble. And then like Emma Fullman, like she doesn't fill the stat sheet up, but she does timely things for us. She does a lot of the dirty work for us as well.
As Cam has been one of the top teams in the state, Coach Wollum is still looking to improve in a few aspects of the game. Specifically, he has focused on the transition defense and shooting the ball better from the perimeter and the charity stripe. As a team, Cam is just shooting 27.9% from the three and 61.1% from the free throw line.
Well, you know, some things that, you know, we weren't great at before Christmas was some transition defense. You know, we're trying to nail that down a little bit better, you know, and then shooting the ball. You know, I still don't think we're shooting the ball from the three-point line as good as this team can be. And, you know, from the free throw line as well, I think those are two things that we can really do. And I've spent a lot of time over break trying to get those things going. So right after break, we can come out and look like we haven't missed a beat.
The Cougars will be coming out of the break with a tough game against Southwest Valley on Thursday. The Timberwolves are led by Mike Cormack, who knows this Cam team inside and out, and will be able to bring the pressure come Thursday night.
Yeah, you know, it's a team that's been close games the last 4 or 5 years going back. You know, so that's something we really got to do. They're going to be prepared for us, Coach Cormack, you know, former Cam guy as well. He likes to come out and really, really wants this game. And, you know, they're going to come out with a lot of energy and probably going to do some things to change us up that we're not going to be quite expected. So, you know, we got to be able to change and adapt our game plan as well.
Cam will host the Timberwolves this Thursday, January 4th, in a non-conference matchup starting at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.